Construction begins on Utah portion of Trans-West Express Line, written by Elaine Goodman and read by an automated voice. Construction work began this month on the Utah terminal of the 732-mile Trans-West Express transmission line, a project designed to carry Wyoming wind energy to the southwest. A circumflex. Civil construction work on the project's Wyoming terminus started in 2023 and is largely completed, project developers said in a progress report. A circumflex. Preparation work is underway on the 100-acre project terminal site in Millard County, Utah, where Trans-West Express will connect with the Intermountain Power Agency system. A construction work also is planned this year along the transmission route in Juab and Wasatch counties, Utah, Moffett County, Colorado, and Carbon County, Wyoming. A circumflex. Trans-West Express will consist of a 3,000 megawatts direct current, or DC segment running from Sinclair, Wyoming, to Delta, Utah, where it will be extended with a 1,500 megawatts alternating current, or AC segment, that will run to southern Nevada. A construction is expected to be completed in 2029, according to the Trans-West website. A circumflex. Kentucky SO connection. Last month, the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada, or PUCN, approved a construction permit for an approximately 1.55-mile, 500 kV transmission line and related facilities to connect Trans-West Express to the existing Harry Allen to El Dorado, or HAE transmission line, also known as Desert Link. A circumflex. LS Power's Desert Link line, energized in 2020, links NV Energy's Harry Allen substation with Southern California Edison's El Dorado substation to the south, which is part of the Kentucky SO system. A circumflex. The Trans-West to Desert Link interconnection will allow delivery of wind energy to Kentucky SO on the existing HAE transmission line, while enhancing the reliability of the Western Interconnection power grid, Trans-West Express representatives said in a filing with the PUCN. A circumflex. Although PUCN approved the Trans-West to HAE construction permit, that work will not start in 2025, Trans-West Express spokesperson Kara Chiquette told RTO Insider. A circumflex. In addition to Trans-West interconnections with Intermountain Power and Kentucky SO, interconnections are planned with the Pusafaycor system in Wyoming and the NV Energy system in Nevada. A circumflex. Trans-West Express is a wholly owned subsidiary of Wyoming Renewable Resources, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Anschutz Corp., a privately held company, according to Trans-West's filing with the PUCN. A circumflex. Trans-West Express will transmit wind energy generated by its affiliate, Power Company of Wyoming, to utilities and other wholesale purchasers serving the desert southwest, the filing said. Trans-West Express said those areas include Arizona, Nevada, and Southern California. A circumflex. About two-thirds of the project is on federal land, mainly areas administered by the Bureau of Land Management. Federal agencies have issued the needed right-of-way grants and notices to proceed, Trans-West said. A circumflex. Trans-West Express may be among the first transmission facilities to join Kentucky SO under the ISO's Subscriber Participating Transmission Owner, or PTO program, which is open to developers of certain transmission projects not chosen in Kentucky SO's transmission planning process. A circumflex. Under the program, the developer can solicit generation-owning customers to subscribe to service on a line designed to deliver energy into California. The project owner then can turn operational authority of the line over to Kentucky SO, but won't be eligible to recover costs through the ISO's transmission access charge. A circumflex.